Oh, the words of the Lord Jesus Christ when he said, "Lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven." That's the best investment, is it not? So let's invest some time in this study, shall we? That's today from the International Gospel Hour. Stay tuned.
Hi, this is Jay Webb for International Gospel Hour. We're so glad you've decided to listen to our program today. In a world of challenges, we need God's Word to help us face those challenges. Thank you for joining us in this period of Bible study with our speaker, Jeff Archie, of International Gospel Hour, a broadcast of the Churches of Christ. Let's listen now. Here's Jeff.
Thank you to our Jay Webb, and greetings to all of you. So good to have you join us today for our studies from the International Gospel Hour. We've been online, or over the air, if you will, since 1934. We're honored you've joined us. Let's consider Matthew 6, 19 through 21, when Jesus said, "Do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy and where thieves break in and steal, but lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroys and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Lay not up for yourselves treasures on earth." You know, verses 19 through 21 of Matthew 6, when you look at that, it's just about at the center of the chapter. And I guess you could call it the hub of the chapter 6 wheel, if you will. Place it in the center and then consider the rest of the chapter. Let's go in the center and now let's go backward. Do not your alms before men, verses 1 through 4. Don't lay things up on earth for others to see and know that's your only reward. Do not your praying before men, verses 5 through 15. We pray not to impress men, but to express to God our thanks, petitions, and supplications. Verses 16 and 17, do not your fasting before men. That's between you and God. So the first part of the chapter reminds us of the things that we must make certain we are not investing in those things, investing in men for our return, but rather for God's return. Now, right there in the hub, verses 19 through 21, let's look at the latter part. Verse 24, do not serve two masters. You will not be serving the Lord as much, and his servants will not matter, or his service will not matter if you are serving the other master, doesn't matter. How about verses 25 through 32 of do not worry? You see, worry keeps our focus on the things on the earth, thus laying up less in heaven. Because we focus on the here and now rather than trust in God who will help us. And verses 33 and 34, do not attempt it on your own. Seek first God's kingdom and his righteousness. So the second part of the chapter takes our focus away from God and puts it on the earth, where our home is not for eternity. Isn't it something how lay not up for yourselves treasures on earth is just about in the center? It's the hub that turns the wheel of the chapter. And when you look back, you don't do it for men, you do it for God. When you look forward, you don't put it on the earth. You invest in eternity. No doubt, a heavenly investment is the best investment. Let's continue these thoughts in just a moment. But first, here is our Jay Webb with a very special gift for you.
Good folks, please allow us to send a special free booklet called Something is Wrong, but the Bible is Right. This is a study that clears away a lot of the confusion in the religious world and allows us to see that the Bible is always right. Just call toll-free at 1-855-IGH-6988 and leave your name, address, and just say, Bible Tract. That's it. You may also go to our website at internationalgospelhour.com, click on the Contact tab, and leave us the same information, name, address, and type Bible Tract in the message box. Now, back to our study.
The International Gospel Hour, P.O. Box 118, Fayetteville, Tennessee 37334. We're thankful for you listening to us today. Let's talk about heavenly treasures. Heavenly treasures have greater value due to a greater cost. They cost our Lord His very life. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Him should not perish but have everlasting life, John 3:16. I think about the parable of the hidden treasure in Matthew 13:44, where Jesus said, "Again, the kingdom of heaven is like treasure hidden in a field, which a man found and hid, and for joy over it he goes and sells all that he has and buys that field." When he found it, he hid it, and he bought that field. So, friends, a quick conclusion therein is this. Is heaven worth everything to us? Are we willing to give all that we have to take the field of heaven? Well, it was to this man. It meant everything to him. There is no greater gift given than the Christ. No greater gift could be received than salvation in Christ and a home in heaven. Oh, when the person believes in Jesus Christ, they're going to believe in the teaching of Jesus Christ. They're going to believe in His commands and embrace every command that He brings forth. The command of confessing Him before men, Matthew 10:32, not a problem. The command of repentance of sins, as He commanded in Luke 13:3-5, no problem. The commandment of being baptized based upon our faith in order to be saved, Mark 16:16, no problem. To walk faithful for Him, faithful unto death, as He said in Revelation 2:10, no problem. Because you see, heavenly treasures have a greater value due to a greater cost, and it means everything to us when we give our lives for Christ as He gave His life for us. Would you notice additionally that heavenly treasures have a greater return due to a greater investment? Now, once again, our text as we began, Matthew 6:19-21. Do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth where moth and rust destroy and where thieves break in and steal, but lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven where neither moth nor rust destroys and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. So one continues contributions to heavenly treasures by knowledge. You see, friends, in our physical investments, we put a little aside. We save a little for a rainy day, or we place money in our retirements and our investments physically. Well, we also carry forth a greater investment in our heavenly treasures, and we get a great return. And one is by simple knowledge. Growing in knowledge of God. Listen to Proverbs 2, beginning with verse 1. My son, if you receive my words and treasure my commands within you, so that you incline your ear to wisdom and apply your heart to understanding, yes, if you cry out for discernment and lift up your voice for understanding, if you seek her as silver and search for her as for hidden treasures, then you will understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. Dear friends, we can always grow in our knowledge. Studying with us here, as I prepare these lessons, helps me in my knowledge. I am refreshed. I am renewed. I hope it helps you in your knowledge as you listen to our broadcast. You see, one also continues their contributions to the heavenly treasure by experience. Not only knowledge to grow, but experience. Listen to 2 Corinthians 4:7. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. In our earthen vessels or our bodies, we want the excellency of the power to be of God and not of us. That all that we do, we give praise and honor and glory to God for whom we are and what we become. We are contributing to the heavenly treasures. And one continues, contributions to heavenly treasures by growth. We have the knowledge and the experience, and that helps us to grow and mature in Christ, become stronger and more diligent. Listen to Colossians 2:2-3, that their hearts might be comforted, being knit together in love and unto all riches of the full assurance of understanding, to the acknowledgement of the mystery of God and of the Father and of Christ, in whom are hid all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. We have a greater return due to a greater investment. Hearts are comforted, knit together in love. The assurance, the understanding of what God would have us to know. Oh, dear friends, what a joy it is to simply walk after Christ and to be what He would have us to be and to see the return on our investment. The spiritual market never drops with God. The interest rate is astounding. And how thankful we are for the dividends that await one. Dear friends, let's pause here for a moment. Let our Jay Webb tell you about our home Bible study course to help you as you invest in heavenly treasures.
Friends, the International Gospel Hour offers for free a Bible study course available by mail. That's right. At your own pace, you can study the Bible in your own home. It's free. Give it a try. Please call toll-free at 1-855-IGH-6988 and leave your name, address, and just say, Home Study. That's it. You may also go to our website at internationalgospelhour.com, click on the Contact tab, and leave us the same information, name, address, and type Home Study in the message box. We'll send it right away. Thank you for your interest in the things that be of God.
Well, dear friends, the question would be, are you pursuing heavenly treasures? Lay not up treasures on the earth, but lay up treasures in heaven. They have a greater value, but yes, it's due to a greater cost. But the return on investment is exceptional, and shall we say it's out the roof because it's heavenly. Let us pursue these things. Please reach out to us here at International Gospel Hour. You may want to write us at internationalgospelhour.com. Click on the Contact tab. We will help you in your studies and your pursuit of the heavenly treasures that are only available in Christ Jesus. Let's continue our studies together another time, shall we? Thank you for joining me today on the International Gospel Hour radio broadcast. I'm Jeff Archie, and as always, friends, not only keep listening, but keep investing.
God be with you till we meet.
Thank you for listening today. May this study prompt your search of God's Word for His will in your life. To assist you in your study or to listen to other programs, please visit our website at internationalgospelhour.com. To God be the glory.